do some science.
It's the sound of science.
It's science.
Science. Yes, science.
When some chemicals get together, they react.
Weird science.
Another very important toilet paper roll study, and they've figured out that the way you hang the toilet paper, whether over or under, secretly reveals your personality. If you are an over dude or dudette, you are dominant. If you put the toilet paper under, you're submissive.
I'm an over dudette.
I'm over as well.
I'm also over.
Hmm. All right.
But I also don't think it... Like, it's not, I don't feel like it is because I'm a dominant personality. I just think it makes, like, way more sense. Like, if you go under, you're reaching a little bit farther, and it just is a more awkward motion to kind of roll. You would be rolling up.
Right.
Instead of down.
Yeah, and if you encounter, it just seems to make more sense that over way.
Well, if you encounter friction, you know, sometimes you get that crepe paper stuff like we have here at the office that just, like, tears.
Well, the office one, because they put the toilet paper, and this is not just in our office, but offices all over the world, stupidly, they have those, like, metal boxes that the toilet paper is in. So
to lock them.
Yes. Because, yes, that half-ply paper that they buy at the office, that's far too valuable. We wouldn't want that disappearing.
Right. Employees cannot be trusted with toilet paper.
That, remember, we did some sort of thing at an office where people were blindfolded using the toilet paper, and you could literally see right through it. It improved some people's vision. That's how thin it was.
Wow.
Like, why do you, and anyways, if you put that under, there's no way you can get to it. You have to have the world's tiniest fingers actually roll that under. I don't know, man.
Well, I'm not a cat owner, but I've heard that the over, which is the way I prefer it, I've heard the over is worse if you have a cat that loves toilet paper and loves
to like. My cat totally eats toilet paper. I don't think it matters if it's over or under. He'll just get up in it and just start shredding it. It's gross.
Over seems to make more sense to me, and I feel it has zero to do with my personality.
Yeah, I think it's just a nicer flow.
All right.
That's all.
Apple has applied for a patent on something called real-time censorship technology, which would be something that would scan a stream of either music or I guess it could just be broadcast for explicit language and then censor it. And that way you wouldn't have to have a human being trying to catch it.
Oh, that's cool.
And technically you wouldn't really need the radio edit for songs, even though it would sound better, you know, to have it reversed. Or just kind of softened,
right?
As opposed to a loud beep, but
that's like a nice little fail-safe, especially for us being in the biz.
Yes.
You know, it's nice to not have to panic and be like, "Wait a second, I just hear an F-bomb dropped?" Or
what were you saying when we were talking about the proper ways to possibly get freaky, Lindsay? You were talking about your way.
Oh, I was saying, would that mean, you know, running into a room dressed in like a clockwork orange outfit, tossing a spider on somebody's asshole and then running away?
And there, that makes things easier for me because I no longer have to scramble for the dump button so we don't lose our FCC license, because that service would automatically bleep it out for you.
That's awesome.
In the valley of love.
In the valley of love.
I still think that throwing a spider on someone's cornhole is too freaky.
Yeah, I agree. Getting the arachnid.
It was just the first thing that popped into my mind. I don't know
why.
Granted, I don't know. I don't know what is just the right amount of freaky. I thought like slathering some applesauce in somebody's crack, but no, that's still too freaky. It's kind of gross. I don't know what the proper amount of freaky is.
I don't know either.
Girl, I'm going to take this scotch tape and I'm going to rip just a little bit of your light arm hairs off. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Too freaky or not freaky enough? I can't decide. Office supplies, not freaky enough, maybe.
Maybe not.
Also totally not pleasurable. Tape
maybe.
Shouldn't be involved in any kind of sexual process.
Well, no.
Wait, unless it's duck?
Duct? Yes.
No, I mean duck from an animal. Animal duct tape.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'll have some more of this tape. Put it on my bill. Rest in peace, Leon Haywood. And finally, in science, I thought this was a totally bizarre study, but it kind of shows the way human beings are wired. They put a robot on a table and they asked people to touch the robot in certain places. And they said touch the robot's head, mm-hmm. touch the robot's hand, and also touch the robot's groin. Our heart rate went up and we started to sweat when asked to touch the robot in sensitive places.
Uh-huh.
Even though it is a robot. They actually don't have any sensitive parts.
Right.
But we got freaked out by doing it.
That's funny. I've never thought about that before, but totally. If somebody handed me a doll or something and told me to touch it in certain places, and then I would not want to touch it. No.
Wow.
But why is it? It's just a piece of plastic.
We don't know exactly why.
We're weird, just humans.
Yeah, we're weird. We're projecting.
Just weird, yes.
Is what we're doing.
Yes. I've done this in therapy before.
No.
Yeah, you know, they give you a doll and they're like, okay, touch the doll where.
Okay.
And you're like, it makes me uncomfortable to do that.
Well, they're asking you to replay a certain experience that you had and say, oh, you mean touch the doll where he touched you?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about here. Is this robot's going to go home and cry to its parent that they said I was insensitive and then they touched my casing?
All right.